Yeah.
That's nice.
It's a little bit of fun.
That's nice. It's beautiful.
Police can't catch me. Don't tell her.
The insurance company can.
Oh, boy, that was fun.
We want to welcome you to the March 3rd, 2026 Planning Commission. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Please remember to silence your cell phones, and we will start the meeting. I'm going to call the roll. Commissioner Teal?
Here.
Commissioner Puzio?
Here.
Commissioner Elliott? Commissioner Wells?
Present.
Commissioner Shannon?
Present.
Commissioner Lenz?
Here.
Commissioner Tomlinson?
Here.
Okay. You'll please stand. We're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So we have two items on the docket tonight, so we should be pretty short meeting. We do have our rules and procedures for the Planning Commission that we do at the first meeting of the new year. And so March 3rd is our first meeting. We will have the chance to hear from the applicants on both items. Planning Commission will have the opportunity to ask questions, and staff will give a report at the beginning and at the end. And so we're going to move along. So you have in your packet a set of rules and procedures for 2026. I hope you've had the opportunity to review those. Are there any questions on those? This is our process for the Planning Commission. We will elect a chair and a vice chair on item number 6 right after that. So we do need to make a motion. In this motion, just draw your attention to the description of what a chair does for the Planning Commission, and the vice chair fills in for the chair if one is absent, and the chair leads the meetings. So can we have a motion to approve the rules and procedures for Planning Commission 2026?
And make a motion to adopt the rules and procedures as presented.
Second.
Aye.
All right, so we move on to the election of officers. We will need a motion and a second for a name to be put on the ballot, per se. You can vote for yourself, and we will do the election of chair first. So, do I have any nominations for the chair for the 2026 Planning Commission?
I'd like to nominate, at this time, Stockton Mills as chairperson for the committee.
And do we have a second?
A second.
Any other names that would like to put in for chair of the Planning Commission? Okay, we will close the nominations. All in favor of Mr. Stockton Wells being your planning chair?
Aye.
For 2026?
Aye.
Now we will elect vice chair, and as mentioned before, vice chair will fill in for chair when needed. And so can we have a nomination for vice chair?
I'd like to nominate Aiden Puzio for vice chair.
Second.
Any other names on the nomination? All in favor? We'll close the nominations. All in favor?
Aye.
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 I have placed a calendar for the year of our meetings. It's very important when you were nominated and appointed by City Council that you attend these meetings. We do have these meetings set first Tuesday of every month. As you know, sometimes January, February, we did not have meetings. We will let you know within a week to 10 days if we anticipate a meeting, and you receive the packet usually about 5 or 6 days ahead of time. The only change that we have to the docket for the year is Election Day. November 3rd will be changed to a Thursday night, which is November 5th. So if we can approve these dates in our calendar for the year.
I make a motion that we accept the dates for the zone meeting with the exception of the change.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes unanimously.
Mr. Commissioner Wells and Chair Wells, would you like to take over, or you want me to keep going?
Keep going through the procedural, and then I'll grab it after there.
Let's go through the approval of minutes. We did have minutes for the December meeting. You've had the opportunity to look at those. Do you have any corrections that we need to take care of? We do need to approve these. And that is for December 2nd, 2025.
I have one correction.
Okay.
Under members present, my name is spelled incorrectly. It should be A-I-D-A-N.
I apologize, and we will correct.
Thank you.
Any other changes, corrections?
Motion to approve with the spelling change to Aiden's name.
Do we have a second?
Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Nay.
Passes unanimously. Next on the agenda is Proposal Z-2016-01, proposed rezoning of property located at 206 Layden Court. Charlene, could you present an overview for us?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The item you have before you is currently zoned ID. It was zoned ID and operated as a food court for several years. And Mr. Hulk Justin is here to speak to this. He is asking for a rezoning to business general. The parcel is 0.66 acres. It is within Business General's section. It's really surrounded by Business General. We do not see an issue with it being rezoned to Business General.
Great. Thank you. Now would be the time for anyone to disclose any ex parte or conflict of interest. It's on the commission. Is the applicant present? Would you like to come up and make a presentation or statement?
My name is Justin Holt, property owner. We changed this to ID to do a food truck park. Unfortunately, the liquor liability insurance got a little too much, so we had to shut down. So we're looking to sell the parcel. In order to do so, we need to change back to BG.
We're now going to open to public comment. Anyone here to speak about that? Okay, we are now going to close public comment. Any closing statements?
No, sir.
Okay, great. Anyone on the commission, questions for the applicant?
I do. Yep. When was the food park closed down?
We shut down in December of last year.
December of last year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If it's going to be switched from ID, are you planning on immediately removing all of the components that make up the ID? Or it looks like an abandoned amusement park right now.
There's
the safety issues, so on.
Moving any structures, whoever purchases the property, however they would need to build on it and go through the proper process with y'all would be up to them. But there currently is a brand new building on site, as well as a gazebo, playground, and things along those lines. So it can be used for a different business. The reason why we had to do the innovative development was because of the food trucks. So we had more than one food truck on site at a time, and that threw us into that ID development.
Yeah. I think it looks bad for the surrounding businesses, and you got like a place there where you're storing the trash. It's all demolished and falling down. I think it's bad and safety issues for the surrounding businesses, and not to mention that it pulls in. I mean, there's no telling. It's not fenced off. There's no telling who's congregating there. And I've driven by twice, and once it was trash everywhere and chairs where you could tell everybody was sitting around, maybe partying and everything. So I think that
yeah, the trash was cleaned up on Monday. We got that all cleaned up, and I'll be repairing the dumpster enclosure and everything. Yeah. Unfortunately, during the storms, everything got blown all over the place. So
I would say that your insurance would have an issue with, you know, with what's there right now, because that's a bigger liability.
Right. So we have security cameras, and we keep everyone off the property and do what we can.
That's all I have. I would approve this, in my view, but with the conditions that it need, the items that made it ID, just remove the non-structural, the picnic tables, which could be donated, you know, and hauled off for basically for free. I think it would clean up the whole area. You got businesses all over the places.
The adjacent business owners interested in the property and being able to utilize it in a similar fashion as it is now. So I do see the structures, picnic tables, things along those lines could actually hold value dependent on who wants to purchase it.
I think it would be a good move. I just think that in the meantime, until it's sold, because you don't know how long it's going to be, and it's just a negative impact on the area right there for the other businesses. So that's all I have.
Do you currently have a buyer lined up after the zoning?
There's two interested parties, but until we're able to get it rezoned, that's as far as it goes.
Okay, great. And all adjacent properties are BG currently?
Yes.
Charlene, one procedural question. If this goes back to BG, it cannot then be a food truck park again.
That's correct.
They can't have more than one food truck on it at a time.
And food truck zoning is 30 days on and 30 days off. So it's not a consistent where you can have one. And that's to give some credence to stick-built businesses and restaurants that invest in, you know, buildings to give them the.
Thank you.
Staff recommendation?
We have met with a potential buyer. We have met with Justin. We have discussed the ID zoning. Felt like the ID zoning was really a constraint to have this property sold and look better and things the potential for it. Again, it aligns with the BG that surrounds it, and so staff recommends that this be approved and sent to City Council.
Thank you. Anyone have a motion to make?
Yeah, I make the motion to recommend the approval of the requested rezoning set forth in Ordinance Z2026-01.
Any second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Passes unanimously. Thank you. Next on the agenda is SP 2016-01, building design review for an alternate fenestration request. Charlene, staff presentation, please.
So you have before you project called Seven Brew Coffee. This actual parcel came before Planning Commission last year by a different business for alternate fenestration as well. This is a very small parcel at 0.39 of an acre. It is difficult to have windows and doors as the building is extremely small. Alternate fenestration is meant to, we want to see as many doors and windows as possible within the 25%, but no more than 85%, to allow not just plain walls. We want some dimension, we want some different colors, different materials. And so we look for that when submissions come in. This project, however, struggles to get to the 25% on one wall due to storage and the layout of the building. They also have a storage container in the rear in which they've been required to add a fence and landscape to buffer that visibility. This area is seen up and down Fairview Road, and so we want to make sure that we have some dimension there. And so that is the overview of that. We do have representatives here from the architect and from Seven Brew.
If the applicant would like to come, I don't know if architect or whichever one of you both.
Can we ask about ex parte?
Yeah, appreciate it. As mentioned,
excuse me one second. Any ex parte or conflict of interest to disclose? Sorry, continue.
You're fine, thank you. I work for the franchisee of Seven Brew out of Spartanburg. This is Ethan with MPS here out of Greenville. As mentioned, it's a drive-through building. The only thing I would add in addition to what Charlene said is it's a modular building. And so, it's a 500 square foot modular building, and so where you would typically have windows actually goes into storage in a restroom, so we just can't physically put them there, and it's also extremely difficult to adapt it.
Sorry, is it echo?
I can't hear
you're
that.
Fine. Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah, no worries. I'll start over.
I'm trying hard to hear you.
So, I would say the only thing I would add is that it's a 500 square foot modular building. And so where we would typically have windows or where you would request that we have windows and where we're requesting the alternate fenestration, it goes into a bathroom and then a GUP against coffee machine. So in addition to the fact that it comes prefabricated, it would be difficult to add windows. It also goes into storage space. And then what Charlene mentioned was the storage container. I just wanted to add a little color to that. It's actually a freezer. And so it'll have wrapping that matches the building on it, and then we'd have the fence as well as landscaping around it. So it's a freezer with a little bit of storage in front of it.
And if you look at your screen, I have going through some site plans right now. This is the site on Fairview Road, aerial view. Here is the view with the trees on it, just behind the Food Lion side sign. Here's the current site plan layout with the freezer in the separate building surrounding. And then some elevations that show some landscape additions to break up some of those long windowless walls.
Great. And I'll just point out as well, the freezer, that it'll be wrapped in a thin brick, so it'll match the building.
We're not going to open the floor to public comment. Anyone from the public here to speak on this? Okay, I'm not going to close the public comment section. Any closing statements from the applicants? Any questions from the commission for the applicants?
So this is the similar on Woodruff Road, is that correct?
It'll be extremely similar to Woodruff Road.
In size and volume also?
Yeah, exact same size.
What's the current fenestration rate for the main building?
Could you say that again?
How much are you short from the main building?
How much are we short?
Yeah.
Oh.
To meet the 25%.
It's only on the one side of the plan.
It's on the side closest to
on this side.
A neighboring business.
The yeah.
It's this one right here.
Yeah,
just one time.
Just the percentage, is it 20% or?
No, I don't think it's that much.
I believe it was 16 to 17%.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Sorry, I should have known that.
Okay.
The proposed Japanese U, what's the mature height and width of those?
I'd have to ask.
These are cinnamon.
The
good.
Height would be. It's like 4 feet tall.
No, the mature and the height and width.
And they're not trimmed, I'm
when
told.
When they're 10 years old, it's 40 anywhere from 20 to 40 feet high, mm-hmm. and 6 to 15 feet wide. So you're creating an apron all the way around that, and if it's not managed, it can be 5 times the height of the building. And so you're planting them 3 feet on center, and if they're growing, someone's going to have to be culled out. So what I'm looking at is it's creating a place for, you know, a cover for who knows who or who knows what. So I'm not sure that that's the best thing.
I would say so. We chose this just off of advice of our landscape architect. We'd be glad to consider other options. I would say that pretty main priority of us is to keep our site well-groomed and clean. Not only is it in our lease requirements, but it's also just part of our business practices. So I would not expect these to be overgrown and have room for trash or people or anything.
What we have to look at also is down that Fairview Road, there are several businesses that have gone out of business. And like Chick-fil-A, it's not going out of business, but they moved and the building's just sitting there. You know, just like O'Charlie's went out of business. And so if it's left alone for a couple of years and it grows and it gets wild, and then another point is with this alternative, someone could just decide in a year to go in and cut them out. And then how's that enforced? If they die, if you don't like them, or if you sell the building and someone else decides. So, I'll just finish. In my view, I don't believe that this is an acceptable solution, because in the building design ordinance, it's separate from landscape design. And I think in one context, it says meeting the intent of the ordinance. I don't think this is meeting the intent of the ordinance. I think that you're better off going with faux windows or transoms, and that would kind of take care of the whole issue, you know, because I see all the buildings all over the place that can't meet this, and they're going with faux windows.
Yep.
And so I don't think that landscaping meets the requirements of the ordinance.
Understood and appreciate it. I would say we did discuss faux windows. We actually went with the landscaping on staff recommendation.
I'm sorry.
I said we did discuss faux windows internally, but we went with landscaping on staff recommendation. But I can understand that, and we'll do what we can based off the outcome.
I think long term, hasn't been thought through, and it's going to turn into a nightmare. Plus, it's just going to look bad. You have a 30 or 40 or 20 foot wrap windows. Not to mention, this is where you're storing food, and if you're covering with plants, then you're going to have rodents and stuff that can go inside your building when the doors open. And so I think it hasn't been thought through.
Okay, understood. The only other thing I would add is you had mentioned if the business were to shut down. If the business were to shut down as a part of our lease requirement, we're required to actually remove the building and grade the pad and replant grass there. So I don't think that would be a concern. But anyway, thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
So this is a prefab building. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And it will be sitting on fitting a concrete slab down?
No, it's actually not a concrete slab. So despite what you would think for a prefab, no, we built about a 4-foot foundation. It goes underground, but it'll be sitting on a foundation.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Where's the dumpster going to be at?
So it's in ground, the sub-contained. It's if you go back to the site plan, it's the bottom right corner on the site plan.
Right here. It's called Cetera.
Okay.
Yep. All
right. Thank you. Seeing them all over Greenville now. So.
Staff recommendation?
One of the reasons why staff supported the landscape is because this is such a small site. We would like the greenery to go against the gray, light and dark there. I hear the concerns from Commissioner Tomlinson, and evergreens such as arborvitae could be replaced instead of the yew. The designer for this project, you know, mentioned these could get to full height. There will be a somewhat ventilation unit on top of this cooler in the rear, which we require to have some kind of screening and buffer. And so that was the thought of this landscaping, helping to screen that as well when it gets to height. I think there could be an option to certainly explore different evergreens that would work better instead of the U. I would also mention that it is zoning's job, my daily job, to reinforce if trees have been cut down and we have a plan in place, we do require those to go back. We had a situation three doors down from this on Fairview Road in which a business, their marketing team said their sign could not be seen, and so their trees were cut down. They were required to put those trees back. They are fined, and we do take them to municipal court if they don't put those trees back. So, you know, a project that could be 20 or 30 years old, we may not have a plan for. They may be non-conforming in use, but most recent 10, 15 years, we do have plans that show the landscape requirements. And so we do follow those and make sure that they keep up with those. We do have circumstances where perhaps a utility, Duke, trees were planted under power lines. And so we do look at it and try and give them some options to plant in different areas. If something is taken out, if something dies, they do have the option to put back in the same spot or perhaps another spot on site. So planning and development does keep up with looking at these items. staff's recommendation is a move that the Planning Commission approve the alternate fenestration as presented, or a change of the evergreens mentioned in the architectural plans for the proposed 7 Brew Coffee docket SP-2026-01.
Do I have a motion?
I make a motion that we accept the plans as that line for SP-20601.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We have one nay. And the dissenting vote, I'd like to have a, for the record on the minutes, if you could give us a quick summary of why you dissent for the council.
In my view, I don't believe that the proposed alternate fenestration technique landscaping plants is an acceptable solution. Fenestration is part of the city's ordinance building design, which is separate from the landscape design. And 4.2.5 building fenestration, where windows are not feasible, alternate fenestration technique meeting the intent of the ordinance may be approved by the Planning Commission. I do not believe that this meets the intent of the ordinance. I believe that the alternate, an architectural alternate such as transoms or faux windows would meet the intent of the ordinance as described in the building design requirements.
Thank you.
It's just one by the text of the ordinance. That's it.
Thank you very much. Is that everything on the agenda?
Yes. You know, we sent out some orientation, dates, schedules. We may have some training here coming up. But if you need the calendar or the form from me, I've got copies here. So just let me know. And otherwise, thank you for serving. Glad we had our first meeting.
Thank you.
Anyone like to make a motion?
Make a motion to adjourn, please.
Seconded.
Second. We have a motion to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? It passes unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. We will see you soon.
Awesome.
Maybe.